5 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Joining me now on our First Advantage hotline is the Swole Cracker, my good friend Steve Ivey of RamNation.com. I love what you guys do at Ram Nation. You got the rowdiest bunch of fans that are on that page talking Rams. It's a beautiful thing, so keep up the great work. Steve, my man, what's happening?
Hey, I'll tell you what, Brady, happy conference tournament season. It's awesome. I've been watching the first half of the New Mexico Nevada game, which is a brutal game, by the way. I'm not sure if you're getting a glimpse at it. New Mexico somehow with a one-point lead with 14 turnovers and committing 14 fouls. It's going to be very interesting to see which team can get settled down, because there's not a lot of settling down going on in that game.
Hey, maybe they're just nervous because they're like, you know what, if we win, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we got to go play Boise State next.
Yeah, that's a tall task. Boise State is a heck of a team. We got a chance to see them on Saturday. I know you probably watched it on TV. Boise State's a very, very good team. I was very impressed, more so in person than I was watching them on TV. They're a very good team.
No doubt about it. I asked Jesse Kurtz moments ago, the lead anchor for the conference, and I said, hey, who's the best team? And he's saying the right thing, the politically correct thing. He's like, hey, you got to go with who won the regular season title. But come on, Steve, we know who the best team in the conference is, right?
Well, obviously, I'm a little biased. I do know one thing. CSU had better non-conference wins, and they didn't lose to a team as poor as Cal State Bakersfield. But Boise State made some changes after those early games, and they really are good. I thought the game in Moby on Saturday night was probably the best game I had seen in Moby in years. I thought both teams are very, very effective on both sides of the ball. Both play good offense, both play good defense, and they can come at you from so many different ways. So, obviously, I lean towards CSU, and I think CSU has a very good chance of winning the tournament.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's going to be, boy, that other side of the bracket. I mean, I know CSU potentially could play San Diego State in the semifinals, but I don't know why. UNLV just terrifies me. If I'm Wyoming right now, I'm looking at the road ahead. That is going to be a tough battle for the Cowboys. They got to get past a surging UNLV team, and if they somehow win that game, they got to play probably Boise State. And then if they somehow win that game, it's probably going to be either CSU or San Diego State. So Cowboys got a tough road.
Cowboys have a really tough road. And, you know, it's been they've had a fantastic season. I think they've paid a little price of not having a real strong bench. I think they've gotten worn out as the season has gone on, and we'll see what happens. They've got a few days of rest to get things together. We'll see what happens with them. But I'll tell you what, UNLV is a tough task in their own gym. That's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be tough for sure. All right, so talk to us about the matchup tonight or later on, or actually, what, in an hour, Utah State and Air Force. You thinking it's going to be Utah State that the Rams are facing tomorrow?
Yeah, they're good. There's when I talk about the Mountain West this year, you had the top four teams that I think are lined up pretty well for the NCAA tournament. I think Wyoming might have a little work to do, but the top three are certainly going to get at-large bids. But if you look down at a little lower into the conference, you got teams like Utah State and Fresno State. Fresno, I think, is San Diego State light. Utah State, I look at them and I think they're CSU light. I just think they're a little bit short of where CSU is, but I think they're a darn good team. They can score, they can defend, they can come at you a lot of different ways. And as good a season as I think Air Force has had relative to last year, I don't think they have the experience or the firepower or the athleticism to stay with Utah State. I look for Utah State to win by low double digits. I think they're favored by 14 or 15. That might be a little large, but I think it's a 10 to 12 point game.
We're talking to Steve Ivey of Ram Nation. All right, Steve, just take us through it then. Who do you think is going to pull it out? Nevada, New Mexico. Who's going to be facing Boise State tomorrow?
I think it'll be Nevada in the end. Only because if you look at New Mexico, they're in huge foul trouble, 14 fouls. Mm. They're very much a backcourt driven team. Jalen House and Jamal Mashburn. Mashburn has two fouls. House has three after the first half. So they're going to be limited in what they can do. They're not going to be going into the paint as much. And I think Nevada's talent with their backcourt of Sherfield and Cambridge will take over, and I think they're going to move on.
All right, so how about Wyoming and UNLV? What do you think of that matchup?
I really want to see Wyoming win only because I'd like to see them guarantee. It could be 50-50 of them getting into the tournament if they don't win. I'd like to see them win to get into the tournament, but boy, I don't see how they're going to beat UNLV. I think UNLV on their home floor is going to knock them around a little bit. I think it'll be a very, very physical game. Yeah. I think the Rebels out on top.
Yeah, UNLV's been smoking hot. Boise State's moving past, right? Then they'll move into the semifinals to take on, as you're saying, more than likely UNLV.
Yeah, I don't see Boise State losing to Nevada, as I said, I have Nevada moving on. There's no way Boise State's going to lose that matchup. I think they're going to roll over them. If you've been watching any Mountain West basketball this year, Nevada's easily the most disappointing team. They look so disinterested. They'll engage for about 5 minutes, and then they'll just play the worst minute of basketball you've ever seen, and they can turn a 2-point lead into a 5-point deficit in a heartbeat, and that's just the way they go. And you can't play that way against Boise. Boise's too darn good on both ends of the floor. So I think they're going to have a cakewalk over Nevada, to be honest with you.
Okay, so then you have Boise State and UNLV in the semifinals. Do you think UNLV keeps this momentum going and they pull off an upset? What do you got there?
Actually, I don't. I think Boise will advance to the final game. I think they have, if you look at UNLV, one great player in Bryce Hamilton. I think Boise State has a couple of good defenders that can defend Hamilton out of the game. And when I say that, that means holding him from to 20 points as opposed to 25, 30, or 40 points. And that's how you stop UNLV, is by stopping Bryce Hamilton. So I look at Boise to advance to the final game.
So
I think it'll be a well-contested game, but I think Boise will win by mid-single digits, I mean.
All right, so you got Boise State in the championship. Let's go down to the other side of the bracket. You got Utah State and CSU, San Diego State, and, I mean, do I even have to ask? Fresno State, right? So I would assume, right, Steve? You're not thinking an upset's happening.
Yeah, Fresno State, I don't think they're going to have any problem with San Jose State. And because of the fact that they're almost a mirror image of San Diego State, that could be a really, really interesting quarterfinal game with the Aztecs. And I don't think that Fresno has the firepower to win a game, but my gosh, they took them to double overtime in San Diego a week or so ago. And they can do it because they can defend, and we know that San Diego State is sometimes very offensively challenged. But I look for San Diego. I think the chalk is going to advance into the semifinals, and I think San Diego State will end up winning that game as well. So I'm moving on to the semis.
All right, so CSU going up against Utah State. Will CSU be moving right along to take on the Aztecs?
Yeah, I think so. Both games, by the way, during the regular season were very well contested. Both were not decided with 4 minutes to go, and CSU is going to have to bring it, but I think they will. I think they're ready. Anybody who saw them play in the last, ever since that final, that last road game at UNLV, CSU has been very good, and I think they're really geared up. You heard them talking. You heard Nico talking. You've heard the players talking about being 0-0, they're really locked into the postseason. I think they're going to move on in a well-contested game.
All right, semifinals on that other side for the chance to go play Boise State and maybe steal that top Mountain West team title away from them. Who do you got? I mean, CSU, it's going to be a dogfight.
It is going to be, I think, probably the best game of the I think it'll be the best game of the tournament, to be honest with you. I think San Diego State has been actually playing very, very well. They are offensively challenged, but getting better. Great defense. You got basically the best offense in the league versus the best defense in the league. I lean toward the Rams because they do have the ability to play defense as well, maybe a little better than San Diego State plays offense. But I think that's going to be – that's the ultimate barn burner game. I think that'll be so well contested. You know, we had a CSU lost by 30 in a game earlier in the year with kind of crazy circumstances when they had they took the game with San Diego State because of COVID, and in 36 hours prior to the game, they found out they were going on a road trip. That was a kind of a weird setup, and CSU didn't play so well. The game back in Moby, CSU had San Diego State. Only two teams have had San Diego State down by 20 points this year. CSU was one of them. They had them by 20 points with 10 minutes to go, and inexplicably fell apart in the last 10 minutes to let the Aztecs back in the game. If CSU can get the lead, they're not going to throw away a 10 or 20 point lead this game. And I think they're going to get out to a lead, and I think they'll hang on. But I think it'll be they won't get to 20. They may get to 10, and I think it'll be a tight game down the finish. But I think CSU will hang on and advance to play Boise in the championship game. I'm going pure chalk all the way.
Now, who you got? Okay, so that championship game, boy, you know Boise State would love that to try to see if they can make up for losing twice to Colorado State. That one, you talk about barn burners, that could be another great one.
I think it's going to be a great game, Brady. I think it'll be a great championship game if those two can meet. And I think CSU will prevail, and I think Boise fans will be complaining about a foul call that was missed at the end.
It wouldn't be a Boise-CSU game without that, right?
Yeah, absolutely not. The whining from that part of the country has been exceptional at the end of games. For some reason, they choose to ignore the first 39 minutes of 58 seconds of every game, and they think that the game comes down to the last 2 seconds. And CSU was the better team in both the matchups. And I think that when I say better, just barely, it's one or two plays. But I think when you have a player like David Roddy, I think Roddy's the difference. Boise's a very balanced team that comes at you with five guys. But in the end, when you're in the end game in a very, very close game, when you got a guy like Roddy on the floor and you got a guy like Isaiah Stevens on the floor, I think you've got what it takes to get you over the top in those really tight games.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be such a blast to see how this thing unfolds. We've been looking forward to it, and it looks like Nevada, New Mexico, as you said, maybe an ugly game, but they're keeping it close. Nevada up 40-39, is that right? My game cast, I'm refreshing here, is a little slow.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those games. I'm dying to see how many fouls get called in the second half. You know, if you watch enough college basketball, you'll see them call 25 or 30 fouls in a half, and then they'll just swallow the whistles in the second half in these tournament games, and it could turn into roller derby the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. It's a fun time. We'll see what happens next as we get ready for Air Force and Utah State going up against or at 2:30. We'll find out who the Rams are for sure playing tomorrow. Steve, my man, always appreciate you, and we'll look to catch up with you next week. We'll be talking big picture stuff for Colorado State, so that should be fun as well.
Hopefully next week we'll get to touch bases, and I'll be in a different city. I will be going to the first round of the NCAA.
Wow.
So unless they CSU gets sent to Buffalo, I have already informed everybody that I will not go to Buffalo. Have you ever been to Buffalo, Brady?
I've never been to Buffalo.
Don't.
Just no interest at all.
I have, and it's miserable. I'll go to any other site. So the plan is to be there and root on the Rams, and I'm really looking forward to it. So maybe we can touch bases from I'm hoping San Diego. I told Joe Parker a few days ago, you're under instructions to get us to San Diego, Fort Worth, or Greenville, South Carolina. So fingers crossed.
Hey, by the way, I hear a guest back there. Is that Mookie? Is that Mooks back there?
Yeah, I apologize. My wife had to go to the doctor, but that is little Mookie. I don't know if you got a chance to see the picture I put on Twitter with Kendall Moore. And Kendall was awesome, holding him and loving him. And I got a chance to meet Kendall's mom on Saturday night, and I told her she was a grandma, and she knew all about Mookie, and she was so excited too. So we're having fun with that. Mookie unfortunately has one loss, but we're hoping he goes undefeated for a while in the postseason.
Love it, man. Steve, always great catching up with you, my friend. And we'll be excited to talk to you next week.
You bet. Thanks, Brady. Have a great week.
All right, my man. There's Steve Ivey of Ram Nation. If you're a Rams fan, you guys got to check out Ram Nation. I love those guys. Steve Ivey. You got Joel Cantalamessa doing amazing things with that that outlet. I love it. 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, what else we got here? Yeah, we'll get into more of this Bronco stuff. And I do think that you guys are disrespecting John Elway big time. I mean, let's not forget who the hell started this, bring in the top dogs in, as far as quarterbacks into this organization. How quickly some of you forget. I'm sorry. You can be critical of John. Yes, be very critical of his last 6 years. This is John freaking Elway. He's responsible for 3 Super Bowls, 2 as a player, as a quarterback, and 1 as a GM. And you're just going to drop him off like this and say that, boy, thank goodness John got out of the way. I mean, he was still in the way when he made the hire. He hired George Payton. Come on. Respect that guy a little bit more than that. 21 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We still have Bodie Hume coming up, too. The Bears play tomorrow, and they'll see who they're going to go up against, either Northern Arizona or Eastern Washington. That game coming up later on today as well. So we'll talk about that all and all coming up on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. It's Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Join the Hull Show Bracket Challenge. Winner gets $500 cold hard cash. Keep listening to Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.